Okay, let's do another sugya. The sugya of Dichui and Shirayim as it pertains to Zrika. So the Mishnah in the third parak, beginning of the third parak, talks about the first thing on the sheet. Kolap sulin sheshachtu shechitas and ksheira. Shechita ksheira bezorim uvenashu ma'abodim utmeim. In other words, shechita can be ksheira bezor. And therefore, even if you're posel and you shecht, the carbon is kosher. Actually, utmeim nagim abosa. Therefore, lefikach, hein paislim machshava. They can even pasol b'machsheves chutzim kaimer chutzim manoi, because look in Rashi, lefikin paislim es akav b'machshava im shachtuah b'machshava hoyel v'ruin lavoi dezu machshavas b'machshava. In other words, a zar, a tamei, all these things are kosher for shechita, and therefore all the various halachas of pigol and machshava apply to this shechita that they would do. Next halacha in the Mishnah. However, if those psulim, look in Rashi, in other words, you had already a posel or a tamei, somebody who's posel avoda that's mekabel the dam, or zar that's mekabel the dam, so clearly his kabbalah doesn't count as a kabbalah. So even he has a machshava chutz mana v'chutzim kaimoi. So it's meaningless. You didn't do anything. So therefore, im yesh dam nefesh, yachza kosher v'kablo. So as long as there's more dam left in the animal's head, then you can still do a new kabbalah. Because why should you not be able to do a new kabbalah? That kabbalah that you did with the machshavas chutz mana v'chutzim kaimoi doesn't have any validity, and therefore you can do a new kabbalah. No harm done. Nothing was done. Obviously, the Kabbalah that they did doesn't count as a Kabbalah. So any dam which you received in the Klisharis, you have to throw out, obviously, that's nothing, because there was no Kabbalah done on that. But any other dam that's left in the Dam HaNefesh, you can make a new Kabbalah, why not? That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, B'chulim Shekiblu, says the Gemara, Boi Minei Rishlokish M'Rabbi Yochanan. So Rishlokish asked the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Posul mahu sheyase shirayim. Could a posul, in other words, somebody who's posul avoda, a tamei, a zar, all these which are posul avoda, mahu sheyase shirayim. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Posul mahu sheyase shirayim, mishu posul avoda, mahu sheyase shirayim, im kibel v'zorak mahu. In other words, let's say this posul accepted was mekabel the dam. And then he made a zrika on the dam as well. So the apostle made a kabbalah, and he made a zrika on the dam. Mahu, what's halacha? Sheyachzo hakosher v'yikabel v'yizroik v'yichshera korban. In other words, the Mishnah that told us if he just made a kabbalah, so a kabbalah, the apostle that made a kabbalah, so the kabbalah is meaningless. So therefore, you can accept always a new kabbalah, dam and nefesh, you can accept new dam, there's no problem. But here we up it up a little bit. We added another step. The tamei, or the zar, or the posel, did a kabbalah and did a zrika. So perhaps if the posel does a zrika, do we say the zrika makes the rest of the dam in the animal shirayim? That means that you cannot do another zrika, and you don't have the halacha of the Mishnah of Yachzo HaKosher V'Yikabel. Because here he didn't just make a Kabbalah, but he made a zrika. So even though he's apostle and it doesn't count, but maybe the fact that he made a zrika, it's enough of a Shem zrika, it's called, that any other blood left over in the animal, it doesn't count anymore, a zrika was done already. Now look in Rashi. Do we say, kiven the zorak posel, since the posel threw it, made his rika, shavye ledam shebetzava shirayim, visulay mechze lezrika? So we say the rest of the blood is called shirayim, leftover blood, and therefore you can't make a new zrika with that blood. Oidilma, Loya, in other words, Rashi seems to say, is he able to make the rest of the blood called Shirayim and therefore if it's Shiraim, you can make another Zrika with that blood. Oydilma, lo yalim Zrika Tzul, l'shavet adam shem tzofa shem shiraim, v'yach z'kosh v'yikabal. In other words, what is this question? For those that came late, let me say it very quickly. The Mishnah says that if you have a posel, a tome, a zar, somebody who's not roi la'avoida, and he makes a kabbalah. He makes a kabbalah. One of the dal avoiders makes a kabbalah. So the halach is that it's no good, obviously, but, and therefore the blood in the klisharis is no good, but the blood in the animal is still okay. Yachzor ha-kosher v'yikabal. The new kosher can come and make a new kabbalah. So now the Gemara says, how about if he didn't just make a kabbalah, but he made a zrika as well? So if you made a zrika, since zrika generally gives a koyach, zrika is usually a kapara. So even though the puzzle made the zrika, maybe it's enough of a zrika to make that blood left over in the animal's head, shirayim, left over from my zrika, and therefore that blood has already been used as shirayim. Hence, I cannot make a new kabbalah on that blood. In other words, the Mishnah talks about kabbalah. So kabbalah, we say yachzor kosher v'yikabal, no problem. But here the question is, if you made not just a kabbalah, but you made a zrika as well, see, you did a kabbalah and you made a zrika, so maybe that's enough to make the blood left over in the animal shirayim, and therefore it's considered leftover of the zrika, and therefore you cannot make a kabbalah on that blood again, and the coven is done? Or no, puzzle does not make a shirayim, and the blood in the animal is considered regular blood, and therefore you can make a new kabbalah and a new zrika. Note, Rashi only talks about the blood in the animal. Why does Rashi not talk about the blood in the klisharis that you're mekabel? Because the kabbalah was by psul as well, right? The kabbalah was psul as well. Rashi talks about not just the case of the mishnah where the kabbalah was done only by psul and the zrika was done by kosher. Rashi talks about even the kabbalah and the zrika was done by psul. So the dam in the klisharis obviously it was done by kabbalah by psul. That's no good kabbalah. But what about the leftover dam? Is that Shiraim or is it not Shiraim? That's where Rashi learns the sugya. Toitzer points out, one second. Toitzer points out, Posel Mashri Yasa Shiraim, Ledam Shevitzava Behema, Veloye Oitakone, Oyach Zakoshi Kabel Vizrek Bipsul, Ebibizrek. So Bipsul Shekibel Lemi Boi, that Nan Yach Zakoshi Kabel. We're not talking about if you just Makabel, a Posel is Makabel Adam, because the Mishnah says already that's okay. We're talking about Ela Bipsul Shezorak Miboile Kidepirish Bekuntris. So that is the way both Rashi and Tosfos learn the sugya. What's your question, Abisol?
So if a Kabbalah by Pasul is a nothing, what does it have to think is Rika by Pasul?
Because Zrika is considered more, Rashi says, since.
I think it's a Maisa, but it should be a nothing.
No, it's Avoida no more than Kabbalah.
Correct.
No, if it has a koyach to make Mashma Rashi, it would have a koyach to make a shirayim, or maybe not. So what's this koyach of zrika that's able to make the other blood shirayim if it's done by a puzzle? That's question. It's another question. Fine. Also good question to ask on the sugya. Anyway, the Gemara says, Amalei, so he answered him, Ein oise shirayim ele chutz lizmane v'chutz limkoymoy holim ratz lefiguloy. Which means that if you make a zrika by a puzzle, that's not going to make shirayim. That's no koyach. To me, it's done by a puzzle. A tomei did a zrika. Clearly, it's nothing. That's not going to make the dam in the tzava behema shirayim. Clearly not. But if you made a zrika chutz limkoymei v'chutz lizmanoi, so even though technically it's puzzle, but since it's meratze lipigulai, which means it's a necessary component to make a shem pigul, says Rashi, so then the dam shebet tzava behema becomes shirayim as well. That's what Gemara says. Ein lecha zrika psul l'shoyis en shirayim shirayim, elo zrika m'chshev v'chuz ma'am v'chuz m'koyim, hoyol m'chaz v'kuloi, hoyol, v'hav yezrika min ha-toyra l'mikvei pigul l'posol. Since it can create something, it can create, not just that it's no good, but it can create a chepsa of karis, it can create a new chepsa on this animal, on the meat, that it's a new psul pigul, so therefore it's also able to create shirayim. That's the way Rashi learns the sugya. A little satum, the whole sugya. What are you saying over here? What is posel? What does it mean? Shirayim? The whole thing is funny to understand. Makorepo biduk, not clear.
What is Rika done by a kosher who does it? mano.
We're talking about a zrika done by a kosher chutz is mano. Right. Yeah.
What does that have to do with the zrika done by a puzzle?
Nothing, but since the zrika done... No, you're right. No, because the Mishnah, I think, talks about... no, any puzzle. B'chulun shekiblu. Ah, you say, you're right. Meaning, what... Correct. What do you want with the machshavas? With it like that? Meaning, it's a puzzle zrika. That's all the Mishnah says. Right. Yeah, the fact that you see that a zrika bipsul can create something, so therefore it would also be able to create also be able to create shrayim, but nothing else creates shrayim. By the way, the Rambam paskin. See the Rambam now that la lochwi paskin that zrika's psul does not make it shrayim. Besides, one zrika's psul makes it shrayim. The Gemara Me'ilah Daf Hei says that a zrika's tomei makes it shrayim. Why? Because since a tomei by carbon tzibur helps. Because, but a tamei by a carbon tzibur would work. Right tzibur's tamei works. So therefore, at the end of the day, a tamei makes a zrika. There you do make shirayim. That's in a nutshell what the Gemara says. Okay. So you have to pour it down, not to the soy, you have to pour it down to the amma. Meaning you pour it down, you waste it. Meaning, but the main thing is, once it has a shem shirayim, then it cannot make a zrika from it anymore. You can't make kabbalah from it, and hence it becomes shrayim. That is the way simple you learn pshat in the Gemara. So there's a Rambam. Turn to the next page. Rambam says, "Imagine you open it up, because then you can see both together. Biskrov, Chaim, I have everything over here. So I'll tell you what I have. I came back from Israel. I'll tell you afterwards. Okay. Says the Rambam, Peg Yudalit Halacha Beis." Let's talk, halach aleph. Eina machshava leches elacho oivet. Aval machshavas baal koben, eina mal klum. Shafilu shumano shabalim shepiglu, vahoyse machshavas oivet, nechoyna reze kosher. Clearly we know that the whole machshavas which passes by kochim is only the machshava of the koyim, not the machshava of the bailim. One halach number one. Ve'eina machshava mayeles, ele mimishu roi lavoide, uvedobo roi lavoide, umakam roi lavoide. Which is machshava which passes is only with something Kovu kol matirov has to be something roi lavoid, etc., etc. Mimishu roi lavoid keitzat. What does it mean? Somebody is roi lavoid. Echad mikol apsulim lavoid shekibel adam. Let's say a tomei that accepted the dam. Oi hoylich, or he just made a halach on the dam. Oi zorak, or he just made a zrika on the dam. B'chasha b'shas avoid. Machshev is mokin. Oi machshev is man. In other words, this whole halacha of pigul only helps if it's a real avoider. But if it's somebody who's puzzle anyway, then there's no machshavas pigul. Nothing was done. Clearly, we know that machshavas pigul only helps if it's a person who is roi l'avoider. Somebody's a puzzle anyway. There's no machshavas pigul. So what's halacha if somebody is a puzzle anyway and he does one of these avodas, says the Rambam, v'oisay hadam, and this blood, shekibel, that he did a kabbalah on, oise zorak, or he made a zrika, miktsasay, oise zorak miktsasay, or part of it he made a zrika on, this tomei made a zrika on this dam, yishafech l'amo. That part of the dam should be thrown away. All the dam in the kais should be thrown away. Dam hanefesh, but if blood remains on the animal, machshava. So how does the Rambam paskin? Now, by the way, note. The Rambam is talking about a case not like Rashi, where the apostle is mekabel and does the zrika. Oy, which means, even if a kosher is makabel, but then a tomei, or not a tomei is the wrong example, but then a posel does the zrika, says the Rambam, ain't ois hashraim. The dam shebet sabar behema is still good. But the Rambam says, but I have to tell you something else, which Rashi didn't have to tell you. Since the Kabbalah was done through what? Through a kosher. So you might think that if that's the case, then the dam in the kais, what was done? Kush was Makabal Adam in the Kush, and then the apostle came, right? A czar came, and he did his Rika on part of the Dam. If you say Einoi Sisharayim, you might think that, okay, Einoi Sisharayim, the Dam in the animal is okay for everybody else. Apostle Einoi Sisharayim, even though he did a Zrika, but doesn't make a difference, Einoi Sisharayim. But I would think the Dam Shebekoist, that the Kosher was Makabal, would be okay. Says Rama, no, that's not okay. That you have to throw out. Question is why? If a kosher did it, and you say Einoi Sisharayim, then what's the shot? That's from Chaim's question on the thing. Now, he says the Rama paskins Einoi Sisharayim. The Rama adds a separate thing on Rashi because he's not learning like Rashi that it was both done together. He said just the kosher was Makabalit, so therefore there's another Nafkamina on the Dam Shebekois. Comes from the Rama and says Dam Shebekois, you gotta throw out. Comes from the Chaim, B'tzorchi, number 2a, but Masha Posak, the Rama and paskins. If you tell me that it's called a Zrika, Pasul Oysa Shirayim, that it makes the Dam Shirayim in K, and that's the reason why the Dam in the Kais you gotta throw out, because it makes Shirayim the Dam Shabakais. In K, Dam Benisha, Dam Nefesh, and my Yachzavi Kabul. So then all the Dam should be Dam Shirayim, and my Yachzavi, why could a Kosh be Makabal again? Vim Loi have a Zrika, and if you tell me it's not enough of a Zrika to make it Shirayim, Im Kain Gam Oysa Dam Shabakais, Lamein Oroi Le Zrika. That's the Chaim's question. Comes along the Chaim, which I don't understand the word that he says. Maybe we can figure it out.
That's what we asked in Rashi. Where does this middle status come from?
Exactly. That's why when you asked that question, I said, oh, with a Chaim, I'll be able to understand that question as well. In other words, what's this whole concept of Zrika can make Shirayim? Makorefa, what's going on over here?
What happened to
the Halach? What? The Halach? No, Halach? Oh, yeah, the Rambam. Yeah, Halach. No, well, no. So Halach is not a kasha. Because Halach, clearly, it doesn't make it Shirayim, right? No, it's not Havamina no Halach should make Shirayim. Only Zrika should make it. David Ram said the fact that you're Halach it, the fact that Dam and Nefesh, you can take again. But why, by the way, that's a separate question also. Good point to bring up. Why if you're Halach, if Zar is Halach, then the Dam and the Kais suddenly becomes no good? That's a pellet. Doesn't make sense either. Same question. What's that over here? So then he said like this, 2b, Uve'emes, the Sim David Ram, the Nish Dam, the Yachter Kosh, Kabel, the fact that you can be Makabel, what's left over, Higmon Furesh Mizrochim, Nuvimila, the Cholap Sulim Chut Mitome, Ein Nois in Shirayim, the Gamma Tom, the Zriki, Mamashev Sul, the Zriki, Gamma Shem Koim, Mavu Mizrochim, Yachter Kosh, Kabel, which means that the Tome made a Zrika Shalem Koim, so then you have two Psulim together, so then you would say, it doesn't make Shirayim. Behind me, Shum, the Lech Shiv is Rika Klau. Aber Homi Tzachir, Namai Yosef Dam Shog Meni Mikta, Shavach Lama, Ki Lech Shiv is Rika Klau, Hodem Dam Atma Oid Roi Lech Rika. So that's the question Chaim asked on the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't make sense. Where did he get it from? Again, it wasn't clear from Rashi, because Rashi wasn't talking about such a case. The Rambam introduced that, talking about a case even where the Kosher makes the Kabbalah, and all he did was his Rika, and then he says, Vipaskan Psul Einoi Sisharayim, and therefore the Dam and Nefesh is you can be new Kabbalah, but nevertheless, the Dam in the Kais is no good. What's the reason? So, Chaim said like this. Tell me, you know what? Let's read it together. What?
The psul is
correct,
doing
correct.
And the psul is holding this blood that's in the Klisharis.
No, the what's it? The Kosher was the Kabbalah.
Kosher
the
Kabbalah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he puts a hand inside. So it makes everything Tomei, if it's possible. Zar, whatever he made this week on, he made this week on. Because he touched it.
So what type of soul are we talking about?
Let's say Zar. Not a Tomei, it touched everything else. But one thing, don't you make Zrika with the whole klisharis? You put your finger inside, what do you make Zrika?
No, for Chatas,
you... Hazor.
Right.
But
no, you just sprinkle right.
With the klisharis?
Yeah, that,
yeah, but there's no good left over. Right. Exactly. So why can't he have whatever's left over? He didn't make the Zrika on. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So how do you think Shad is over here?
I mean, you have to be machalik between the blood that's in the animal and the blood that's in the cup.
Correct. And how you machalik? I know you have to be machalik. I understand that.
No, when it says doesn't mean Shirayim is referring to the blood in the animal.
Correct. But not the dumb in the cup.
Well, right. Then you, once you
correct.
It, you
correct. So how does that work? How did that work? What is Shirayim? What is the blood of here? What's going on in the whole? I think it's an eye-opener to the whole concept of Zrik, and that's why I wanted to at least give one share about it, because it's, you know, it's very... Let's see what Reb Chaim says, and I don't understand what Reb Chaim says. Maybe we can understand, let's read it together. We read it slowly, and then I'll tell you, then I have to understand Reb Chaim, the Shiurim from the Vomishua. I got the Shiurim, I was in Israel now, and I picked up the Heftlach, they call them, notebooks, written by somebody 15 years ago, so clear, word for word of Shiur, and you see those Shiurim, they're like an hour and a half long, and they're pages and pages, they pack it into the Shiurim. And one of the everybody goes to Brisk must be smart, because to follow the Shiurim, really complicated. He packs it in the Shiur, and he makes it very clear. But then I saw the Brisk Rav, and he says, oh my goodness, it's like a whole eye-opener and a whole new sugya, and I think that's, it's worthwhile to learn it. So Chaim said like this, number 2c, this is Chaim in the Sefer. Which means, Hashirayim, which is, when we talk about Psul Oysa Shirayim, or maybe not, yeah, Shirayim means, Ikadinam hu, the Hazrika hi, Shoysa es Adam Hanishar Shirayim. In other words, Shirayim means that the Zrika can create Shirayim on the blood. V'chal ala chetze, Shem Shirayim. And then the Shirayim is Chal on the actual blood. In other words, I made a Zrika, and that caused the blood to be Shirayim. Ukhazinan, the Chal alayu din Shvichas Yisoyt. What's the regular case of Shirayim? For example, by Chatos. So you have to put it on the counter of Mizbeach, right? And the rest, you Shofech El Yisoyt. That's every carbon like that, you Shofech? Right. So every carbon is like that. In other words, Shirayim means left over from the carbon, there's a Shvichas Yisoyt. So that's why, because it's Chal Shirayim on the blood, and therefore, how is the Shirayim Chal on the blood? By making the Zrika, that makes the Shirayim, and then there's Dinim on that blood, you have to pour down the Yisoyt. That's Shirayim. Udichuyam and Dichuy, Ika Dinim Hu, the Chivin is Kaim Zrika Ba'a Carbon. What does that mean?
So dichui is only by defective zrika, right?
What's dichui? I know what dichui means. So there's actually a gemara. Maybe we should go through that gemara first. Not sure. The gemara says like this. The gemara says next gemara in first page. Because I'm not sure if I should have done that gemara first. But we'll do it inside. Look inside. Kais. You know, we don't want us to do it. I'll say what he says. We'll say very simple. Look what he says. Back to Chaim, sorry. He says, so that's the first case. Shirayim we know. Dichuyam, dichuy means, the chivin is kaim zrika ba carbon. Once you establish a zrik in the carbon, ein soirech bohen, then the rest of the blood is not needed anymore. Memele nasev dichuyin, v'loi chalaleim shum din. Which means, there's another halacha. Maybe Chaim is saying like this. Whenever you make a Zrika Kshera, there's two things that happen to the leftover blood. Number one, Shirayim. There's a halacha, that's Shirayim of the original Zrika, and therefore you have to pour it to the Amo. You have to pour it to the Amo. Why? What? Wait. There's a halacha, one second, there's a halacha Shirayim, and then there's a halacha that once you did the Zrika in the blood, then whatever's left over, you don't do Zrika with that anymore because you did the Zrika already. It's dochui, which means there's no need to do another zrika. The zrika was done already. One second, and then he says, "Vizehu taima the dam shebetzavo the have dichui." In other words, the blood in the neck is dochui. The chashev loy nase boi zrika, rak the nase dichui memele mishum deakov and oid avoy the zrika. Which means to say that when I make a zrika, and it's a zrika kshera. So the blood in the tzavar is dochui. Why? There's no halacha that happens to the blood in the tzavar. The reason why the blood in the tzavar is extra is because I made a zrika kshera in the carbon. And therefore the blood in the tzavar is extra. It's dochui. You can use it again. Okay. Then he says, Asha alkein, imotzinu gavne shetei zrika badam asmoi, let's say I have a zrika on the blood. and no zrika on the carbon, uvegufa carbon tucha halacha like zrika, in a way that I did not fulfill a zrika in the carbon, but I made a zrika in the dam. So hoda dina dilinyan shirayim, that's a mazrika isin arta shirayim, dai b'megadika zrika v'dam. So when it comes to shirayim, with halachas I make a zrika in the blood, so that makes the rest shirayim, so I made a zrika in the blood, so the rest is shirayim. But if I did not make a zrik in the carbon, then there's no dachui. The Adam anisha v'shiyore zriko v'chal leshem shirayim. Mele dar lezik v'chal leshem shirayim olav. Says of Chaim that the dam in the kois, that's called shirayim. Why? Because that's part of the blood. So even though the zriko is not chal, but it's a zriko in the blood. So therefore it's a zriko in the blood, the leftover blood in the kois where I took the dam from, that's shirayim, and that's got to be thrown out. Masha'en came, the dam in the neck of the animal, the only reason why that's shirayim is because I made a kosher zrika. And since I didn't make a kosher zrika in the carbon, so therefore the dam in the tzava behema is not shirayim, and it's not dachui, and therefore, yachza kosher v'kabon. That's what B'chaim says. Basically, B'chaim says, there's two dinim. There's a din shirayim, which means something gets created in the blood. That's only the blood. That's on the blood in the cup. Why? Because shirayim is a halacha on the chetz of the blood. So therefore, when I made a zrika with his blood, even though it's not a good zrika ksheira, a czar did it, but it's called a chetz of zrika, and therefore that's a chetz of shirayim in the cup. You got to throw that out. Masha'en kein the dam shebetzaver. There's no chetz of shirayim. The reason why you can't make a zrika with that is because the kosher zrika was made. Since over here kosher zrika was not made, so therefore it's a zrika in the dam and not a zrika in the carbon. And therefore the blood in the cup got to be thrown out. That's shirayim. Zrika in the dam was done, and blood in the thing in the tzaver, that's a din shirayim. That's a din dochui. And there is no dochui over here because there's no zrika in the carbon. Hence you can use that blood again. Yach the kosher kabel. That's what he's saying. I don't understand what he's saying. So I don't understand the svara. I don't understand the terms. It's very difficult. So I'll tell you. Wait. Let me just show you the way he explained it in Shir. Let's read it together. Number 4. Maybe it'll be more clear. Let's read how he explains it. And I'll show you the Bishrav. Vahainu. Number 4. The next page. Your handwritten notes. Yeah. Vahainu. The dichui. You got it? Imagine now you're in Shir and Brisk. You can say you learned in Brisk. Vahainu. The dichui. Ein biuroi shechal b'hadam din dichui. Dichui doesn't mean that there's a halacha, something happens on the dam. Ela dechol she'ein tzorch le'yosel, if you don't need a dam anymore, have a dichui. It's pushed off. You don't need it anymore. Mash'ein kin shirayim hu din shechal b'hadam. Dechol she'naseth mimenu zrika, once zrika was done on it, nasa ha'nishar shirayim. Then the rest left over is called left over from the zrika. Now, in nasa bekashris, one second. If the zrika was done bekashris, yishofchu hashirayim liyisoid, then you pour down the yisoid. V'im nasa b'tzul, yishofchu la'amo. And if it's done wrong, then it's done la'amo. But shirayim is, once something was done to this blood, it's shirayim of the blood that the zrika was done, and if it's done kosher, you pour down the yisoid, yishofchu la'yisoid, like the pasuk says. If it's done wrong, you throw it to the Amma. V'din shirayim loichal elo b'meshen nasas mimenu azrika. Shirayim is only what the zrika is made of. V'svile le Rambam, the Rambam learns, the kishenosan hapsul, when they posel a zar, did a zrika, loichashiv azeh shenasas zrika b'hakobon. It's not called a zrika in the carbon. Aval b'hakois, chashiv azrika azrika. But you made a factual zrika on this kois. On the cup, umemela hadam shebekoyis nase shirayim va'af shadayin bekoven tzor zrika mikomo kem hadam shirayimu v'yefshel zokoy. In other words, the blood in the kois is shirayim. Aval akoven ein nase hadam sheboy shirayim kiven shloy nase v'men zrika. But the carbon, the leftover, the animal, the blood in the animal, you can't say it's shirayim because no blood was done, no zrika was done on that animal. V'imishum dochin, if you tell me that maybe it's dochin because zrika was done on the carbon, zu who to have a eno din shechal badam Elamid de Mamelu. It's not something that happens on the dam, it's something that's automatic. The chol shein tzoch lehav dichui. Dichui does, in other words, something which is not part of the actual kais. There's no shirayim. It's only dichui, and dichui only happens when the zrikin of carbon was made. And since over here in Cain, hachash adayim tzoch ladam, you still need the blood because no zrika was done correctly. And in asa dochui, v'shapi yachter kosher v'kabel. That's what he's saying. Clearer? Still don't sound a chaim well.
I don't understand that.
He's not saying as far, is he?
He's defining
terms. So if he says the Rambam found a way that the dam in the—that's very brisk, by the way.
They're not
interchangeable. Correct, correct. So this is the way Reb Chaim says it in a safer, no, very briskish. In other words, Shiraim is the dam shabakais, and therefore that's a chefsa on the thing. So therefore, I made a zrika that makes a Shiraim. It's left over from the zrika. It's not a good zrika, correct? But it's left over. It creates something in the dam shabakais. You got to throw that out. Mashenke, when the Gemara's question is, Pasul Mashi asks the Shiraim, the Gemara's question is not Shiraim. The Gemara's question is Dichui. Do we say that the Zrika was done on the carbon? The answer is, the Zrika was not done on the carbon, and therefore the Dam in the carbon, which is Dam Sheva Tzava Behema, is still okay, there's no Dichui, and you can use it.
Only a Kusher Zrika could create Dichui. Right?
Right, correct.
Create
Shiraim, right. That's really what he's saying. Very briskish. Kacha Katu, it is what it is, nothing else. Now, comes along the Brisk Rav, and the Brisk Rav says, no. There's enough, I'll tell you what the B'chaim means. And it makes it so much more Gishmak. I'll tell you what the B'chaim means. There's another Gemara right afterwards. I didn't share with you. And maybe you have to know that Gemara. B'chaim doesn't bring it out, but that's where he gets it from. Look in the Gemara number, the end of the first page. Right? So the Gemara says like this. Reb Yirmi Midifti learned the question like this. Not Pasul Mashi Yasa Shiraim, but rather, Bomne Abaye Merabo. Kois Mahu Sheyases Chaveiroi. Dochui Oy Shiraim. What's that? The Gemara's question like this. Not where you made a Pasul Ezrika with a Zar. A Kois. What's the halacha? The halacha is like this. If you get a chatos, you're supposed to do 4 kronos from the chatos. So look in Rashi. Kois. Ma'u she'as chaveiro doch shirayim. Kegoin. Chatos shekibel domo b'shnei koitzes. You accepted the dam of the chatos in 2 cups. You had, Rashi, Gemara says it. You accepted the dam of the chatos in 2 cups. V'noson kol mat noisov me'echod mehen. In other words, you took all the, made all the zrikas from 1 of the cups. Now the question is, what's the status of the second cup of dam that you are mekabel? Is it dochui or is it shirayim?
Both
klisharis. You did everything legit. You mekabel it in 2 cups, and then you made, rather than doing from each one, right? If you do from each one, wait. If you do from each one, it's on one corner, one zrik over here from every cup, then obviously it's all shirayim. And Allah is shafech liyisoid because he did shirayim. Clearly, shirayim from the klisharis. But here you did all the zrikas from 1 cup. So the question is, what's the status of the other cup? Is the other cup shirayim or is the other cup dochui? What's this question? Look in Gemara. You know, look in Rashi. V'nosa komanos machanem chaveir shirayim hu v'nishbach liyisoid v'chsiv eskol adam shafech liyisoid oy dochui. Dachi bedayim shelay nitnu mimenu al kranos v'yishapach lama shabazora hamoytam leachal kidrayim. What's the question? Says the Brisk Rav. The question. What's the shail in the Gemara? The question in the Gemara says Brisk Rav is like this: is when you make a zrika from 1 cup, is the pshat? I think that's his learning. Is the shail? Is it a zrika on this cup? Or is a zrika on the carbon? I think that's the question, the Gemara's question. In other words, when I accept it on two cups, and I made a zrika from 1 of the kaises, is that a zrika on this kais? And memela, it's only a zrika on this kais. And therefore, once this carbon had a zrika, the rest of the dam, in the other kais, is dachui. Why is it dachui? Because a kosher zrika was done on this carbon. Upshad is no. When I make a zrika from the kais, then it's like making a zrika on the entire carbon. And therefore the other kais is not dachur, it's shirayim. It's part of this kais. That's Igmar's question. What's Igmar's question? Dachur shirayim.
What about the blood of the
tzav?
Is that the same status as the second? That's
how he starts. In other words, what is the Gemara's question? Two cases, dachu shirayim.
Pashut
dachu. What's Gemara's tzav? That's the shirayim. What? But what do you mean? But I never took from this. Not shirayim from this cup.
Correct.
So here the Gemara has, here the Gemara has a shaila, when it comes to two cups, is the dam on the one cup just a zrik on the cup, or is it on the entire thing on the two cups? Correct. That's the way it's slow down. That's dochin, that's shirayim. Right. When it comes to dam shum tzav, it's not like that. But I'm saying, but we see from the way the Gemara has the question over here, by the two cases, the definition of dachui, or the definition of shirayim. Shirayim means it's just from here. Dachui means it goes on both, right? Goes on both. That's what dachui means. Dachui means it's only from here, and the rest is dachui. Or no, shirayim means it goes in the whole thing. That's the definition of dachui shirayim. Let's read inside. But so what? What does that do with over here? I understand. You're confusing me. Let's read this first. I mean, the halacha klisharis, mekadesh, likares, whole separate halachas. That's nothing to do with this. It's relevant here, but let's see over here, number three. Now, read it inside. Vinei. Lekamon boim nei rishlokim v'yechonon posim ashe shirayim. Kriya sham boi lehevin zamsham v'hem yochel lakos lach v'kabom. V'asofek nimsa amsam azik zik tuloi. Vinei shom pligit anoi. The second line. The machlok is over there. Ikois oisech haveroi, dochu o shirayim. V'achiluk shebein dochu v'shirayim hu. What do you mean dochu shirayim? In this Gemara we see. Diya kois ha-sheinu dochu nishpochem la'amo. V'in shirayim nishpochem l'yisoid. Right? That's what Rashi says. If the second kois is shirayim, then it's nishpochem la'amo. If the second kois is dochu, it's nishpochem l'yisoid. V'inei, yesh oiz nafkamina disvore. Diikos oisei chaveiro shirayim hainu shechal al yidei hazrike din shirayim al adam. Right? That means if it makes a shirayim, that means that zrike makes shirayim on the dam. The bezer shezokus adam mikoyze nasu eile shirayim the mechshev kiilu hazrike hoisa mikol adam. Then the one kois is like considered that the zrike was from both koises together. That's what it means shirayim. Shirayim means that where was this zrika coming from? It was coming from both of them. The shirayim biuroi shenish tayru mazrika. It was left over from the zrika. V'chosh lahayim ma'isa zrika. And if there's no ma'isa zrika, ein kan din shirayim al adam. U'bezam rinon the kois oisa chaver shirayim u'mechshev ma'isa zrika al kol adam. V'chal al adam anoisa ava kois hasheni din shirayim. From here we see the definition of shirayim. That the blood coming from one cup is called, make the other one shirayim. That means it comes from both of them. That makes it shirayim. B, v'kois oisa chaver dochui, but if it only makes a dochui, hakavona, the chol she'osa zrika gemura ala korban, memela hadam dochui, v'loi dehave dichui chiyuvi, ela dechiv noisa kam zrika ala korban, mele hadam dochui v'shum deina ma'ala hater. In other words, din shirayim lo chal al adam shebekais hasheni. Mishum delay mechshev zrika al adam shebekais hasheni. It's not a zrika on the second cup. Only dochui. What does it mean dochui? The zrika is only on the first cup. And therefore, the second cup is not necessary anymore, and it's not shirayim, it's dochui. Zeh machlek is kois chaver dochui shirayim. That's the definition of dochui shirayim. Says the Briskerov, aval dam shebetzavo, like you won't say, the blood in the neck, Lekule alma have dchui. Can't be more than dachui. Cannot be more than dachui. Why? Mishum dechol zman shelaynis kablu bakois ef shelachu al adam din shirayim. It's not shayach to be shirayim on the dam shebe tzavar. Clearly not more than dachui. Bechivin dehoyt zrika gemur al kol hakabon Mimela dochui kol adam shebetzavar. In other words, and if you say that the zrika, every case, why is the blood in the neck called dochui? Because the zrika was done in the whole carbon. Mimela dochui kol adam shebetzavar. V'zeh sofik b'gemara ipotel oisei shirayim. The question of Gemara where the apostle is Rhyme is, Rupiah Shrashi, Voila Adam Shabtav, Izrika Psul, Mikri, if the question is, Izrika Psul, Mikri Zrika al Kola Karbon, Mikhim in the Nazrika al Karbon, Mela Dam Dachui, Apokav Zrika Psul, and Maratza, have Izrika al Karbon, Khaladim Dichui, or Izrika Psul, and Izrika al Karbon, Mim the Nazrika al Karbon, Yitchadam. In other words, he's saying, as briskish as can be, that the Gemara's question is, it's not a question is, does Zrika Psul have a power to make something Shirayim? It's clearly not Shirayim. I'm only talking about Dochui over here. The dam in the neck cannot not be more than Dochui. Not more than that. But the question is, a Psul Zrika, is that called a Zrika on the carbon? Or is it not a Zrika on the carbon? That's the Gemara's question. Psul Eise Shirayim can be Shirayim, Dochui. So the question is a Psul Zrika a Zrika a la carbon? Or is it not a Zrika a la carbon? Is it just throwing the blood, I threw the blood from this case, but it's not a Zrika on the carbon. Or not. Every time a Psul makes a Zrika, is that called a Zrika on the carbon? Or is it not called a Zrika on the carbon? So that's the question. Psul Eise Shirayim or not? Upon which the Gemara answers, no. There's no Zrika on the carbon. Only one case is a Zrika on the carbon. What's the case Zrika on the carbon? Tamei or Chutz Man or Chutz Mekoymoy Shemeratzei B'gulay. Gemara's question not, does the blood, does the dam, Zrika have a power to make something Shirayim? Says that's a good question. What do you mean? Why would it make it Shirayim? Mechadesh make Shirayim. It's Psul. That's not the question. The question is, a Psul Zrika, is that still called a Zrika a la carbon? Or it's not a Zrika a la carbon? What's an Afkamina? If it's a Zrika a la carbon, it makes a dam Shabbatzavar. Dachui. If it's not Zrika a la carbon, then it's no different than the case. It doesn't make it Dachui. Has nothing to do with that. But the dam in the kais, he says, b'chol zeh hu irak l'dam shebetzaver didin shirayim ief shelochul aleim v'anu boim l'poislam v'shan de'zrik yitzul nas avoydo b'chol ha'karbon. It's avoid in the whole carbon by zrik yitzul. Az dam rinu zrik yitzul le'yhavi avoydo b'chol ha'karbon. Aval dam shebekais shenase bo avoydo v'vaday ne'mikri zike v'chim nase bo avoydo b'chol nifsel adam mishum teire shirayim. In other words, the dam in the actual meaning, it's not a zrika, it's not a zrika on the carbon, but you threw the dam, you did, a zrika on the dam it is, so a zrika it's not on the carbon, but a zrika tool is not on the carbon at all, it doesn't make the dam shabbat tzavar dachui, clearly not, but on the kais, the fact that you made a zrika psula, you made the rest of the dam shirayim, and if it was done zrika psula, has to be shafech la'amah. No, am I explaining it better? Yes. Because here's the question, whether a Zrika's Psul is a Zrika on the carbon. That's the question. That's why it becomes Zochui, or not.
The Kos and the Zrika is one unit.
No, it's not. On the Kos, it's always Shirayim. Because it's a Zrika and the Dam it is, and he says even more than that, he says Halacha is, that if you make a, on the Dam there's Halacha, that even if you hold, there's a concept in Kachim, if Chaim says it, that in Alu, Lo Yeldu. If you bring it onto the Mizbeach, you don't take it down. So we Paskin, the Rambam says, that's only if it's considered a good, some minimum threshold. If it doesn't meet minimum threshold, then im olu yeldu. So the Rambam says, for example, if it's done, not a Tomei, if it's done a Zar, all these other things, it never started, im olu yeldu. But then the Rambam says that Dam, always, im olu lo yeldu. Because the Klishore is Mekadesh Adam Hapostle. So what's the pshat? Says Chaim the same Svara. Because even if you say that a Apostle does something, it's not a Zrika, it's not called anything in the carbon, but on the Dam something was done. So therefore, it's clearly a Zrika in the Dam. So therefore, Ali Layerdu.
Why are you looking at from the Zrika angle? Why are you looking at the Klisharas angle?
I know. He says,
but that's
I know, but Klisharas is not more than the Mizbech, right? You want to say Klisharas changes it and makes it even better. That's your Svara. Got it.
I mean, this works in the Rama, but...
But it says, do you understand this Svara, what he's saying?
I know, but it works for Rabbi Yehuda, but if you look at the top, one of your Rabbi Yochanan, clearly use the word
Shirayim. I know.
Rashi
I know.
Clearly does not make a distinction between Shirayim and
Dichuy. Correct. And clearly, they both of Chaim and the Brisker have learned.
Only Dichuy.
Correct. I know. I had a problem with that also. I remember this from 25 years ago. That what do you want over here? Gemara says Dichuy, and Yerushalayim, and it means Dichuy. I know, but from the second Gemara, he proves what's a shaila in the second curse. The Dam Shabbat should be better than the second curse? Doesn't make sense.
That's the second Lashon Gemara, the first.
I know. I understand, but I'm saying, maybe after you have the second Gemara, it doesn't make sense to me otherwise. How could a Dam Shabbat be better than the second curse? And if the Gemara would say the second curse is not better than Dochui, how could the first one be? So what's the Shaila of the Gemara? So the way Brisker Rav learns, the Shaila of the Gemara is very simple. Whenever you have a Zrikas Psulim, is that called at least a Zrik in the carbon? Was something done in the carbon? Or nothing is done in the carbon? Not a lacha, whether a Zrika can create things. Not creating anything. Is it a Zrik in the carbon? Once a Zrik in the carbon, it's Dochui. The Gemara says, no, it's not Dochui. It's not a Zrik in the carbon. The Gemara says, but Shiraim it is. Because at least in the Dam, something was done. So Shiraim of the Dam it is. And therefore, the Shiraim, the Rambam says, Yishafach Lama. That's in a nutshell, this concept of Brisker Rav. He builds it out of the Gemara. He pulls it out of the Gemara. That's what I like over here. Does it make the Svar a little bit better? Perhaps. He's still saying it's in the Reb Chaim. But I like it the way he pulled out of the Gemara. From the second Gemara you see, from the fact Gemara has a question, one case to another case. And Gemara's question is that Dochui, is that Shiraim? What's the question? Is it on everything? And therefore, it's what's the name? It's Shiraim on everything? Or no, it's only in the carbon, and therefore it's only Dochui. How will you understand the Gemara?
Anything that's in the coast. Does that automatically become Shirayim? Even if
why the second curse? What does that do with anything?
It keeps a status.
Right. That's it, smart. Another whole new pshat to the cliché.
It's your pshat from 5 weeks ago.
I got it. Maybe that's the other way, man. Correct.
You could
understand that. You understand it a different way. That's the new halacha. The one something is a Kabbalah that makes it.
You have a proper Kabbalah and a proper Zrika, even if the Zrika didn't come from that.
Correct.
It's a Kabbalah. It's one.
Correct. And that's your most question. Most simple question. Two cases, that mitzarf or the not mitzarf?
Right.
Correct. Right. Rav is a whole new pshat. Maybe he fits the Gemara into Reb Chaim. Does he understand Reb Chaim? Either way, Reb Chaim gets this from. That the Gemara says Shiraim, it really means Dichui? He said, no. Because this Gemara is a new way of learning. An eye-opener in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Kais, Dichui, Shiraim. The question is this a Zrika just on this? Or is this Zrika on everything? And that's the two comes to the Dochui and Shiraim. And therefore he understands, that's the Gemara's question. By Pasul also. Pasul makes a Zrika. Is that a Zrika in the whole carbon? Or is that just a Zrika on the Dam itself? That's really what the Chaim is saying. He's just showing it from the Gemara. It was a nice idea, nice draft, something good to know about Psulim, how to do it, and like a classic Brisker way, how they pull it out of the Gemara and that's the new Pshat Gemara. But I definitely hear what you say. I should go back to my Svarm and see, maybe Svarsam has learned like this Pshat, the others can learn like that Pshat, the two cases, clearly that can be Pshat to the Gemara as well. I hear that, and it's something. I would like to also discuss, maybe next we'll do, the whole concept of Olur Yerdu. That's a whole big sugya in Kachim, the whole Mizbeach Mekadosh about that. So we have to do that also. There's a lot to learn, so plenty of time to do that.